You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. If you're like me and you didn't win last night's Mega Millions drawings, here's some good news, something to cheer you up. You won't have to mess with learning all those complicated tax laws to shelter all those winnings from the tax man. But the Obama administration is cracking down on the super wealthy who have hoards of cash in Swiss banks, in those secret Swiss bank accounts. These one percenters have only a couple of weeks to comply with the IRS, or they could risk jail time. Joining us to tell us more, Rachel Bade of Politico.com joins us. Rachel, welcome to The Source.
I appreciate it.
So tell us about what's happening with these Swiss bank accounts.
So yeah, in the tax world right now, there's a whole bunch of things going on. There's tax reform on Capitol Hill that seems to be stalled. But in the Justice Department here in Washington, the Justice Department is doing some of their own tax changes. They're cracking down on Americans who have offshore accounts, basically millions or billions even of dollars stored offshore. And so what we're seeing right now is our Swiss banks are giving their clients a heads up, email, that they're about to participate in this new Justice Department program that could mean that they have to release their private taxpayer information and their offshore accounts. And as you know, it's illegal for Americans to avoid paying taxes by putting them in foreign accounts, and the punishment actually is jail. But as you know, a bunch of people risk it anyway. So what we're seeing right now is Swiss banks coming forward and saying, we're going to join this amnesty program where we can tell the Justice Department what we know about your account, and in return, they're not going to prosecute them. But in the meantime, they're basically going to have to stab their clients in the back, so to speak. And this is totally a new change, especially because Switzerland is definitely known as a tax haven and is very proud of its super banking. So this is definitely a big change for anybody who has an account over there.
Wow. So it's a part of our culture. You know, if you strike it rich, you're somehow you want money transferred to your Swiss bank account number. How was the United States finally able to force Switzerland to make this change?
That's a great question. Basically, Justice Department a couple years ago started investigating 14 massive Swiss banks for helping Americans evade taxes. And I'm not sure how much you've been following, but one of them actually went bankrupt in the process. Investigations are costly for these banks. It makes them look bad to the international community. So they've been under investigation. And UBS, one of the banks that was investigated, ended up paying hundreds of millions of dollars in a settlement. So what happened was Americans who had these Swiss bank accounts in these bigger banks, once they were under investigation, they were a little sneaky. They moved their money from the account in the bigger banks to the smaller account in the Swiss banks that don't do business in the United States. There are about 300 of them, but the DOJ pretty much figured out what they were doing. And the DOJ, the Justice Department, said, you know, we're going to give you a couple of months to come forward and admit that you've been taking this money. And if you do, we won't prosecute you. But if you don't, once the deadline hits, and the deadline is New Year's, you know, all bets are off and they could be prosecuted. And that could mean that a lot of banks are going to be closed because they simply can't handle it.
So how much money are we talking about here, especially how much money this will mean for the United States income?
So right now we've seen there have been a number of what they call waves of Americans basically coming forward when these banks are under investigation. Back in 2009, when all this started, some started coming forward to admit the Swiss bank accounts. And then in 2011, they all came forward again, but they were coming forward from around the world. So in total, between those two waves, we saw about 33,000 Americans come forward. And that's probably smaller numbers than you would think, about $4 billion worth of back taxes that they paid, four to five. So now there's a new wave, there's a new program, and this one doesn't have a deadline. So people might not at first feel like they need to hurry to confess to the IRS, because if Americans come forward themselves, they don't go to jail. They just get fined and have to pay back taxes. So it's definitely in their interest to come forward before the IRS gets their name. So right now we're seeing some Americans, a whole bunch of lawyers across the country have been saying they've been seeing a whole bunch of Americans come forward way more than they have seen in the past 2 years.
So. Is this going to be embarrassing for some people, some big-name Americans who have been sheltering their cash offshores?
That's a good question, too. And the program, the amnesty program, as we call it, for Americans who have offshore accounts and come forward, that is totally private. So they do not have to disclose that. In fact, I've always wanted to do a story where I sort of write about these folks and why they had offshore accounts and why did they decide to bring them back. There's a whole host of reasons, and apparently a lot of them have great stories, but they don't want to talk to the press. So it's very tough to get someone to admit to something like that. However, if the Justice Department catches their name from one of these investigations, or when these Swiss banks come to the Justice Department and say, I'm going to participate in this program, I will hand you over this information. If they get a taxpayer's information, that becomes public because the Justice Department, everything it does, it says, I'm investigating this person. And then we don't see potentially what they're doing while it's going in court. But once it's all over, we're going to see how much these taxpayers had and what the verdict was. And, we could see some of them go to jail. And some people even, have speculated that some politicians around the world could be hiding taxes from their own countries. So that's a big one to watch for if we saw something like that. So far, we haven't in the past few years, but a lot of people out there are keeping an eye.
Our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We're talking about the United States cracking down on tax dodgers. They need to come clean about their offshore Swiss bank accounts before a deadline, or else they could go to the big house, go to the Huskow, violating U.S. tax laws. So, Rachel, the Swiss, they're not the only ones that have these secret accounts. There are plenty of places around the world in the Caribbean. What's to keep people from just moving their money over there?
That's a great question. And I'm already seeing, my money. I'm not going to go through this program. So right now, the DOJ is starting with Swiss Bank because they have a reputation of their secrecy hiding accounts over there. So they're starting with Switzerland. That being said, they've signed agreements with a host of other nations. The Cayman Islands is...
All right, so it sounds like you're saying, because we're breaking up here a little bit, that the United States is starting with the Swiss bank accounts because that's the most infamous. Everyone knows about that. But we also are aware of Cayman Islands and other places where people have these huge billion-dollar accounts, and that's also on the list, and people are anticipating that that's coming their way, and they don't want to be caught in that situation. They know that now is the time to come clean and make everything right with the IRS tax man before this opportunity of amnesty runs out. Is that about right, Rachel?
That's absolutely right. That's right, yeah. There are many skeptics out there, people who have these offshore accounts who think a country, it won't listen to the United States. And countries have that option to say, no, we're not going to participate in that program. Now, if they do that, there's a potential that they won't be able to do business in the United States. And as we all know, the United States is such an economic powerhouse that having the United States block you off from doing business in our country can really hurt another country. So, there's sort of a catch-22 there. You're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't.
Now, we also see when we see these thrillers from Hollywood and some nefarious characters laundering money and getting billion-dollar payoffs, it's part of these bad guys. They have these bank accounts. Is this an anti-terrorism move, or is this something that could crack down on international money laundering for drug cartels? Are there other benefits of having this rather than just closing the loopholes for tax dodgers?
Absolutely. They call it criminal money or dirty money, and that's basically cash that is made illegally through something like drug cartels or prostitution. Now, these sort of these sort of networks are very intricate, so that's going to be harder to sort of track down. Right now, most of the taxpayers that the Justice Department has gone after have not necessarily had these sort of connections. They've been, businessmen who sort of got a little greedy and wanted to hide their money. That's not to say it won't unravel. It's just going to be much more difficult to track down some of those, nefarious taxpayers. There are some that are really interesting, though. I heard stories of lawyers with clients who closed their accounts, afraid that they would get caught, and brought the money back and buried it in the backyard. We heard, of course, of a UBS whistleblower saying that he was instructed to put diamonds in toothpaste bottles and carry them across the border. And then there's also stories about people shoving cash inside the hollow part of a ski, ski poles to bring it across the border or get it from one place to another. So definitely very interesting stories.
So they're trying to hide their cash, to hide the money flow. But so, I mean, some people are just going to try to go further underground and create this hidden dark money transactional network.
That's absolutely right. I'm sure we're going to see lots of people who try it. Some people, lawyers, have told me that some people really just plead ignorance and say that they didn't know they could go to jail for doing this, and if they wouldn't have done it if they had known. But that's not the full story. There are those who are very, doing this intentionally, very smart at moving the money, and of course, a lot of experts believe this is going to be happening. I talked to one lawyer who said one of his clients who got a letter from one of the Swiss banks in recent weeks basically said, I'm going to move my money into gold. So he's transferring money into gold, taking it out of Switzerland, and that's sort of where he's going to have it. So he's being tricky.
Let's hope the price of gold holds for him. You never know. It's tricky. Rachel Bade, thank you so much. Tax reporter for Politico.com, one of my stops every morning when I click around the internet. Appreciate you coming in and giving us an update about the United States tax dodgers coming clean before they beat this deadline. And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.